This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man. This week has flown by.
Friday.
Like, you know what's crazy?
Oh, man. What?
I feel like I didn't even work.
I know.
Isn't that weird? It just flew by so fast.
I feel like you didn't work.
You know what? I'm feeling bad about myself today. Good morning, everybody, by the way. Hi.
Why are you feeling bad?
Because I did not wave. I didn't wave.
What do you mean you didn't wave?
You know those people that I almost ran over?
Oh.
No. And then I waved.
In your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood. Yeah. And they walk. They're an older couple. They walk every morning.
Right.
I'm sure they're very sweet. So I wave at them every morning like, hi. Like, I'm the girl that almost killed you. And they don't wave at me at all. They'll just stare at me. So today, I did not wave. I feel bad.
Well,
because I've been waving for freaking 4 months, people.
You know, Jamie, there comes a point where you have to draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay? You've done everything you can. Every kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
That you could do to be the kindest, gentlest human being in your neighborhood. I mean, exit that part where she almost ran over with the car.
Yeah,
but you've done everything you could to try to be their friend.
But that's on them. They were wearing black and they didn't have any reflective clothing and no lights on them.
Exactly.
And you've done everything since then, though, because you felt so bad about that.
I did.
That you've done everything and they've not responded. Now, obviously, the hatred is in their heart.
Oh, my God, it is. The older dude, he's like a big fat guy.
Yeah.
This should help.
It'll smooth things right over.
And so he just waddles down the street and he just stares at me. And I, hi, like, the, you know, Jamie, like, hi, over the top crap. And he just stares at me. So today I was like, okay, I'm not waving at you. I'm not waving.
So it was a conscious effort.
Yeah.
Not to wave.
Yeah,
I thought you just passed by.
No.
You forgot to wave.
Oh, no,
and you felt bad about it.
I wave every single morning. So today, but I was so uncomfortable about not waving, I pretended to, like, work with my radio.
Yeah.
Oh, you were busy. You just didn't notice.
I was busy. Yeah.
That's a good move, by the way.
Thanks.
Anytime you can just kind of feel like you're distracted or make it appear that way.
It was uncomfortable, though. And now I have guilt in my heart. Like, what if they die or something and I never waved at them?
Oh, I hope you get the burden off your heart this morning. I really do.
Because, see, I am a good person. I think about stuff like that. I mean, it's not going to consume me or anything, but I'm like, you know, it wouldn't kill you to go ahead and wave at them. So what if they don't wave at you?
Let me mention this. This is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. And the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. We are the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, along with Carson and producer Spadil. My wife, she had an incident that happened a couple of days ago, and like you, feeling bad about it. So she's driving down C-470, and this big old bird, smacks the very top of her grill on her vehicle, and then bounces from there into the windshield, then you just see feathers. Man, she has cried about that.
She cried. That's a little dramatic.
She feels bad for that bird.
She did not cry. Don't say she cried if she didn't cry, because she's going to be so mad at you.
She cried.
She didn't cry.
She hasn't stopped for 2 days.
She's going to be so
mad
at you.
She is hovered in a corner. I think taking maybe some, you know, Xanax or something to get over this.
That'll, I guess, make you cry, right?
Listen, she hit the bird. Bird flew away. It didn't fly away, but he bounced away.
Yeah.
And the very next day, she's going back again.
There he was.
And there he was on the side of the road.
Wow.
Yeah. She felt so bad.
She's a horrible person.
Saying, I said, babe, there's nothing you could do about it. There's nothing you can do. And she bawled her eyes out.
I'm
saying to her, honey, just fortunately it didn't knock out your windshield, come through your windshield and cause a major accident.
Right.
I mean, think about
it
that for a minute.
It could have pecked you to death.
It could have been, yes, you could have had a pecker right in your face.
Right, and you haven't seen one of those for years. is my guess.
We'll be right back. Take a quick break. Oh, gonna be one of those Fridays, is it?
Woo!
Yeah, I could spot you as a person that wouldn't wave at people. That heart of yours, yes. Heart is stone. Cold.
It's cold.
DJ and Jamie.
Britney Spears got in trouble a few days ago. Did you see where she was smoking on an airplane? Her private jet?
No, I didn't.
She got met by authorities. I guess she got drunk. And got drunk on her private plane. That's a private plane.
But I think you can smoke on your own plane.
I guess not. Oh. I guess not. I guess it's a federal aviation deal. Because you cannot smoke on a plane, period.
Michael Jordan put a cigar bar in his private plane.
You would think so. Huh. You would think so. That's exactly where I was going with this. That I didn't think it was a problem. If you've got a private plane, you pay for it, blah, blah, blah. The pilot's okay with it, and you should be
able to do whatever
you want. Unless
it was a charter.
No, they said it. Well, it could be. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that she was on a jet, her private jet, coming back from Cabo.
It was a charter.
That's why. It's because it's a charter.
Coming back from Cabo, going back to L.A. She got drunk as a skunk, they said. And then she lit up a few cigarettes, and they met her at the airport.
That's why Britney needs her own plane. If she had her own plane, she could smoke on it.
Plane and a boat.
Yep, that's all you need in life.
You know, I want to mention something to you, because you've been trying to get me to get a pool.
I have been.
For a long time.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it's not a bad idea, because Frog would love it.
He would
love it. We went back to Tennessee this past weekend, Memorial Day. My nephew has put in a pool. They had a blast. It was unbelievable.
My sister has a pool. My sister has an in-ground swimming pool.
Yep.
And her grandkids, I mean, they don't get out of the water.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Illinois, right? So it's chilly there.
I literally mowed my backyard yesterday. And you know how after you do a little yard work, you sit and admire it?
Yeah,
that's what I was doing yesterday. Yeah. I was sitting out back and I was admiring my yard. And I thought, man, what would a pool look like here? Would a pool fit? All these questions going through my head, right? But I will tell you this. Talking to my nephew, he's had a nightmare with his pool. Now, I know there's good and bad out there, but didn't she have somewhat of a nightmare, too?
But that contractor got sued by everybody across Colorado.
Well,
that guy didn't. So he gave it off to his sons, right? Remember that whole situation? And so go with the BBC recommended one that doesn't have any complaints, anything like that. And then because you have dogs, don't do the vinyl flooring. Do a poured concrete with the tile or whatever you do.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, my sister, went a little cheaper. And so she did the vinyl on the bottom or whatever.
Don't do vinyl.
The dogs ripped it.
Yeah. I had vinyl when I was in Florida. So I'm familiar with pools. My nephew did one of those that's already prefabricated. That you just bring in there like a hot tub and drop it in the ground.
Yeah.
He did it that way, concrete around it, blah, blah. But it's been nothing but a headache. But I also saw, and I saw this yesterday, where they say, like, with pool service or pool suppliers and installations, that like 80% are really bad. That it's hard to find a good one.
I don't know. I mean, I'll hook you up with Michelle and you can ask her, because she has a pool guy. And and then my other friends, they all have pool people. I think there's some solid ones. But see, the thing is, when I rented a house in LA, I had a pool and a hot tub.
Yeah.
And dude, it was so cool, because the hot tub was attached to the pool.
Yeah.
So you just turn these levers and the hot tub would spill into the pool and make it warm.
Oh,
yeah, because heating a pool is, that costs a lot of money.
Except for I went out of town and then my sister and her family used it and they kept the levers that way. And then I came back and the next thing I know, they have heated the entire swimming pool to 110 degrees.
It was a hot tub, too.
And it was a hot tub, too. And my bill was insane.
Insane. Yeah, he's had heating problems. He's got leaking problems. He's got this problem. He's got that problem. And I guess it's just hard to find. But when you find a good one, they're good.
Yeah.
But there's so many bad ones, they say, at it.
And, I would go with salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
be. Yeah, I've never tried that.
Rage, everyone loves them.
Yep, everybody loves them.
Really?
Well, I mean,
How do you maintain it?
For you?
You just add salt.
Regular salt, a salt shaker.
I don't know.
I imagine it's just like maintaining the chemicals.
You just add salt. Yeah.
No, there's got to be something else.
No, that you add to it to add salt.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying you don't add salt with regular chemicals.
Well,
I'm saying
no, there's kind of something. He was said there was he was talking, they were separate.
Yeah,
he said it would be like how you
like
use,
a pH,
like you use chlorine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You use salt. Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some chemical for that. I guess I don't know. I have no idea. But I was looking at it yesterday and I thought, man, Frog would love it. Beautiful little area to put a pool. I mean, it takes up the whole yard, but I don't have to mow anymore.
Exactly. You know? Think about the cost and effectiveness of that.
Now, the heater thing, though, man, Colorado would be tough to heat a pool.
Yeah, but you want to. You still need a heater.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to go swim until late July.
Exactly.
In Colorado, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I would just do your research. You're never going to pull the trigger, just like your motorcycle. So.
Yeah, yeah. I probably won't. Pool, for sure. I probably won't do that one.
Yeah.
Motorcycle, maybe. Just maybe down the road. 16th Street Mall. They've got their kickoff weekend. You think this is going to work?
People loved that
the EDM show was a hit.
People loved it, and they were going crazy over that show. I mean,
when was the show?
Last weekend.
It was Monday night.
Yeah.
How many people did they have?
Thousands.
5,000.
5,000 for the EDM show.
Mm-hmm. They brought in this big DJ guy. I don't know how much it cost everybody, but and people loved it. But the only thing is, I did post about it, and the remarks were just so rude.
What do you mean?
People are like, "How many people got stabbed?"
Oh, man.
That doesn't help.
Hey, how many homeless people were raging?
Sounds like something I would write.
I know.
Right, here's the report.
Some unique music they're going to hear this weekend. Essentially, they're paying us to be here, however, as part of the network of performers that the 16th Street has hired.
In March, Denver City Council approved another $1.5 million to revive the former 16th Street Mall as it goes.
We're not broke, Jamie. We found money.
Just, no, they just cut all these people, all the city workers and everything. Remember the huge cuts they just did last week?
So we can build up 16th Street Mall.
But they just cut city workers and
Street has hired.
In March, Denver City Council approved another $1.5 million to revive the former 16th Street Mall as it goes through a rebrand. We're starting to see that money go to work to pay performers like Fiorino and fill vacant storefronts with art displays like these giant straws.
What?
This week, a Memorial Day EDM concert brought thousands to 16th Street, but also left questions. One viewer reached out to me asking, what is planned to bring families back into downtown?
Yeah.
We have over 90 days of events this summer, so there's something for everyone.
Downtown leaders are betting big on this weekend's free summer kickoff on 16th with family-friendly activities, including the World Cup of Speed Climbing, this rock wall already taking shape next to downtown skyscrapers.
There you go. Big weekend down there.
I mean, we used to. Remember when we did it was like Rock the Block or something? Remember we would be on stage and we'd
Day of Rock.
Denver Day of Rock.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to do that. It used to be an amazing place to go for
big
concerts.
Crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But I don't know. We'll see. It's just, to me, it's a little hypocritical that we had to just cut all these city workers because we don't have any funds, but we're spending $1.5 million.
Yeah. And why are you putting up big straws? Because for straws, to me, it means we suck.
I didn't get the straw.
Why'd you put up a big straw?
I think that was probably a visual. That's my guess.
Well, they're also spending, what, 70-something million dollars on that new stadium for soccer?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's probably a different kind of money, right? That's allocated
said the city.
Really?
Yeah, right. Said the city, $73 million or something.
If I'm a city worker, like I'm real mad right about now.
All right, big celebration this weekend. You're looking for something to do. 16th Street Mall is doing their big kickoff weekend, and it happens this weekend. So pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty
that cool. is cool.
Go check it out. All right, tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy Friday.
You know, I'm so disappointed in this radio station of ours.
Why? For what?
Because there was a gigantic party yesterday for Micah, our general manager, right? Gigantic party. So I was like, oh, I know. I'll go down to the party because we are in the penthouse of this building. And so we have the 10th floor and the 11th floor. So I'll go down to the 10 and where they have the party, right?
Yeah.
And I'll scrounge around. I'll find some Diet Coke because they had a gigantic party yesterday.
Yeah.
Nope. All I found are things for alcohol poisoning.
There you go.
Dude, there is not one water, not one real Coke, not one real Diet Coke. There's nothing but mixers. There's hot sauce. There's every kind of alcohol on the planet.
Yeah, and there's a lot of employees here that don't find that so disappointing. Like Carson, for example.
Yeah, right? He's already drinking mimosas this morning.
I wouldn't even think about drinking the soda. No, that's not my top priority right there.
I was like, how do you have that big of a party yesterday and not have some residual Diet Coke? Nope.
What kind of food did you have?
It was just, appetizers, basically. Like
Small plates.
Charcuterie boards.
Really?
Yeah.
Coochie.
It was, we didn't have like catering or anything.
No taco bar?
No, nothing. Taco bar.
Well, son of a gun.
Anyway, just very disappointed the fact that all radio people are apparently alcoholics.
I mean, why have food when you've got an all-liquid diet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they have everything. They have everything for a Bloody Mary. They had, like shakers of, like, spices and limes and... But not one taco. Don't you people use them as a mixer? Come on. Anyway. All right. Let's get to a couple of things. First of all, rapper Fat Joe, he was on a podcast and he talks about the time he bailed Justin Bieber out of jail when he got arrested in Miami in 2014 and how Justin actually thought he was super cool because he got arrested for speeding and that he was gangsta.
Yeah.
Here it is. Number one.
You know who used to talk to me all the time? Justin Bieber.
He don't talk to you no more?
No. Justin Bieber, we do every now and then. But Justin Bieber, I'm going to tell you what f***ed me up with Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber gets arrested just driving crazy around Miami. Raul, rest in peace, calls me up and says, yo, they looking for somebody to bail out Justin Bieber. It wasn't no money. It was nothing. A couple of $100, $1,000. He calls me to thank me and starts saying, yo, I'm a gangster now.
Since he got arrested? He was in traffic? What did he got arrested for?
Speeding. But he started telling me he's a gangster, Joe. I went to jail. I said, yo, Justin, listen, bro. You gotta stop. Like this, not straight up. You gotta stop. We don't want you gangster. We want you singing, baby, baby. This, and I think if I would have gassed him, like some of these OG gang guys gassed the young kids, he'd have been like, Fat Joe. But I hit him with the, yo, we don't want you on the news, bro. We don't want you getting arrested. We want you to succeed. You're Justin Bieber. My daughter worships you.
So here's what happened. Justin Bieber cut this guy out of his life. Because he told him the truth.
He tried to steer him straight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Justin Bieber's never talked to him since.
He didn't want that. He didn't want that. Fat Joe needs to gain some weight.
Fat Joe is skinny.
He is skinny.
Well, he's not skinny. He's a big guy, but he's not fat enough. If you're going to get Fat Joe as your name, you got to be obese.
I'll tell you what has happened, though, with the Justin Bieber, Haley Bieber, is that, man, this $1 billion deal, she sold her cosmetic company yesterday for $1 billion, and it has changed everything. People used to say, like, oh, my God, she's just eye candy. She doesn't offer anything. She just married him for the money and the fame. Well, we found out he didn't have any money. And then now that she has $1 billion, you guys, yesterday she was rolling solo by herself with sunglasses on, and the paparazzi was mobbing her like she was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Used to be she had to be by Justin's side to get, like, you know, publicity and stuff like that. They were mobbing her, and she didn't even need the babes. She's just like, that's right.
That's $1 billion, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll do it.
It has definitely changed some things. Let's talk about this. The Chrisleys. Oh, my God. Or what I want to call them is the Cringleys. Holy hell.
You were big fans of theirs.
I was really big fans.
Yeah,
Until they embezzled a bunch of money and got falsified documents. I really liked them. I thought they were funny. It was a funny show. Todd is funny. He actually is funny. He's very flamboyant. But I just thought, if I'm their PR person, I think this might have been a nightmare. So they go pick up Todd out of jail. He's been there, 2.5 years or something? So his daughter Savannah picks him up, and he goes full Todd. he is now calling himself Teflon Todd.
Yeah.
And he goes right to shopping. You guys, he didn't even go home first. He went right to Nordstrom's to get new outfits. You supposedly owe $18 million in restitution, and you went to one of the most expensive department stores there is, besides like Neiman and Saks, right? But and Harrods and whatever. But I mean, it's up there.
Yeah. But maybe it's because he got all that restitution, wiped away, and he realized, hey, I got money to spend now. I don't have to pay anybody back.
I just feel like it was a bad look, honestly. But he's funny. I will give him that. If you want to play, here he is. He's in the back of a car, and he has a Nordstrom's bag over his head. Okay.
What's my people saying?
Your people, everybody is saying a lot of stuff on here.
They're still on the street at Nordstrom on the other side, and we went out.
We beat these hoes, y'all. They're on the other side, and we escaped again.
Again, Blaze. Again.
They can't get us.
They can't get us.
They tried to keep you. They couldn't. They tried to get you.
They couldn't. Teflon Todd.
You know, I'll bet he's so missed at the prison.
I bet he is. I bet he really is.
There are some guys that are really missing this dude.
Yeah. And he got to be who he wanted to be in prison.
Yeah. Now, of course.
Now he has to go back to Julie.
Yeah.
And by the way, Julie, her hair is like dark, really dark. She used to be platinum blonde. In prison, you know, went dark. She didn't have any hair dye. And it has gray. And I guess her youngest son said, Mom, you need to fix that and go back to blonde. And she said, I'm not doing that.
No kidding.
So she kind of became maybe a little more butchy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to find out, I guess.
Maybe they both found their direction, right?
Their true selves.
I think they're going to be huge. I think they're going to kick off a new show at some point. I don't know when. I don't know if they have anything working or not. But they are, and they're going to be huge. That show is going to rock. It's going to be the number one reality show on TV.
The only thing I would say is that, you know, she did that. It was like Instagram Live or whatever. And, man, the people were... She cleared it all out. She cleared all the bad comments out. So you can't see it today. But, man, they were kind of going after him. I know that's who Todd is, but it was kind of a little grotesque to see a guy that was just released go right to Nordstrom.
Yeah, you can't wait just a little bit.
Well, it wasn't humbling, you know. It wasn't, like, grateful. He wasn't grateful. He wasn't humbled. He was, you know, hi, let's go shopping.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It just, and then the gay comments were not kind. And that's why when he said, what are they saying? And she was live. I watched it live. And he said, what are they saying about me? And she's like, they're saying a lot of stuff. Because she could not read out loud to her dad what people were saying about the gay comments. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with those two. And then finally, if you are planning a trip to Hawaii, friends, this is insane. The highest in the country. They have just added a tax, a green fee tax. And I know a lot of you are going this summer. The total tax on hotel and vacation rentals is going up to 19%.
Woo!
19%!
What was it before?
I don't know.
It was pretty high before. It was like 13 or 14,
yeah,
wasn't it?
But the total now is 19. For any rentals, any hotels, all that stuff, it's 19%.
Man, that place is so expensive.
And then finally, I have a big question that just doesn't even go here, but I'm going to ask for Texnado. What's our Texnado?
303-22-ALICE.
Okay. 303-22-ALICE. I really mean this because I don't know why I was thinking about this. Why do you think that Jeff Bezos is marrying Lauren? He doesn't have to.
No.
And it's both their second marriages. Mm-hmm. Maybe even her third.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Don't have an answer.
Right?
I don't know.
Because if I'm...
I mean, you don't have to get married, period.
You
okay?
don't,
just
right?
Just let it go with that and just live your life together. It's all good.
I'm asking this because a bunch of us girls got together.
Commitment, maybe. I mean, he has to show a commitment of some type.
But
I don't know.
But he did with a... He put a ring on it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good enough,
so,
though.
So here's us, though. So the group of girls, we were all talking about this. That's why I bring it up because I was like, well, if we're all talking about this, maybe you guys are too in your little girl groups. But we were like... Because a lot of us think like we don't want to ever get married again because the finance, you know, just the whole thing of divorce and
it's
everything.
A lot.
It is a lot, and everything you go through and all that stuff, and sometimes people get on your nerves, and you know, and so we're like, what is it? we think gerbils. She has some gerbil film. Yep.
Oh, I never thought about
that's,
that.
That's what we...
Wow.
There's eight girls. We all came up with gerbil film.
Oh, all right. Works for me, I guess.
That's the only thing. Right. And listen, we could, that's the only reason why any of us can figure out why a billionaire would actually marry her.
I think she's requiring that he commits completely.
You don't think gerbil film?
And he's... I don't think it's gerbil.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure of anything.
Could be both.
All right, are we done? Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.